This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Someone remarks to Umar ibn al-Khattab, a rabbi, he remarked to Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said that, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, if we, the Jews, had such a verse in our books, we would have taken the day of its revelation as a day of festivities. Umar said, what verse are you talking about? He then quoted this verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today, I have perfected your religion for you. Today, I have completed my favors upon you, and I have approved of and chosen Islam as your religion, as your way of life. So this verse was revealed during the farewell pilgrimage. It is said in the books of tafsir, of history, that when this verse came down, our Prophet ﷺ was on a camel. It was so heavy that the camel, which can take so many people, 3, 4, 5 people can go on a camel, the camel had to sit down because of the weight of the revelation of this verse. So this verse was an auspicious verse. It was a magnificent verse. And a Jewish person remarked to Umar, how fortunate you are that you have this verse in your book. Today I have perfected your religion for you. We have a perfect religion. That which is perfect does not need to be tinkered with. That which is perfect, we don't tamper with it. There is no, you know, a lot of people outside the faith, they say, when will Islam undergo its reformation, as if we have to undergo the ways of others? No, there is no need for a radical reformation. Yes, it is true, the Sharia comes with internal fine-tuning mechanisms, and I've spoken about this in many lectures. But overall, al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, the religion is kamil, the religion is full, and it is absolutely complete, and it is perfect, and that which is perfect does not need to be updated and changed. True, the interpretations of scholars a lot of times needs to be updated and changed, but not the religion itself. And so this is a very clear verse in that regard.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الرب.